What Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
AJ French is my guest, and she is from Illinois. And God has done amazing work in her life. And we're going to hear about her story today. Maybe that will encourage you that God can change your life if you're willing. AJ, welcome to Encounter.
Oh, thank you, Judy. I am really honored and blessed to be here today.
So tell us your story. What has God done in your life?
He has done so many things. I'll just share with you that I have a life verse that comes directly from Psalm 118, verse 17. And it says, I will not die, but live. And I will proclaim what the Lord has done. And he has done so many good things. I never thought that I would live to be past 30, let alone past 50. I grew up in a pretty dysfunctional family within a rural farming community. So we were isolated from a lot of people. And life was just really hard as a child growing up. And I went through some trauma and I carried that with me into my adult life. And I remember just wanting to get away from my home. And as a senior in high school, I went into the foster care system, not as a toddler, not as a child in elementary, first or second, third grade, but as a senior in high school, I lived in a foster home. And I will share this. I call it my saving grace. I had two saving graces growing up. And of course, we know where our grace comes from. But the two saving graces that I had was that my grams, she loved me. She loved me. I think of the woman in the Bible that gave everything she had, the two mites. And that was my gram. She would give everything for me and also for her other children and grandchildren as well. But my grams was my one saving grace. And then my other saving grace is that as a child, I was given the opportunity to be in church camp every summer and 2 and 3 weeks out of the summer. Every single summer, I'd go back and forth to church camp. And that's where I really experienced the love of Jesus in a tangible way. Even though I had a difficult childhood, I was exposed to church. I went to church every single week growing up, but it was at church camp when the love became alive. And those were the two saving graces in my childhood. As an adult, I went to college, I got married, and just when it seemed like things would settle down in my life, I would give it this comparison. It was kind of like my entire life, I felt like I was in this turbulent water. I was in this river, and I was just trying to keep my head above water for all of those years. And then when I finally made it to the shore, and I'm safe, and I'm not in danger of drowning anymore, at that point when I'm just gasping for air, my life seemed to really unravel and spiral downwards. I had, at the time, I was married. I had two children. I lost my family, my sense of identity as a wife and a mother. I lost my home, my sense of belonging in my community, even in my church community. I went through a divorce, and I had both in my childhood, but more frequently in my adulthood, I had a lot of suicide attempts. I mean, I felt like a person who was living in a concentration camp. I was alive on the outside, but I was already dead on the inside. And I will never forget the experience of homelessness, the experience of hallucinations when my mind was not healthy at the time. So really the hopelessness was the big thing, and sometimes that feeling of helplessness too. And it was in the summer of 2005, and God only knows how I got to this training, but I was afforded the opportunity to go to a training. And I met people in the room just like me, people who lived with mental health challenges, people that were healthier than I was. I walked into that training room with fresh wounds on my arm from where I had tried to end my life. And they had mental health challenges. And I heard it said at that training, and I've remembered it ever since. If you ever lose your hope, you'll remember the moment that you get it back. And I got my hope back in the summer of 2005. And I went from experiencing homelessness and living in public housing to, with help from my grams, owning my own home. Today, I share my mental health recovery experiences, but also coupled with that with my spiritual health recovery experiences. And I went from being told I would never work again due to a psychiatric disability to volunteering and gaining job skills and gaining people skills and gaining life skills to transitioning from disability income to earned income. You know, today I have my own business, Gift of Voice. Gift of Voice is actually an LLC, a limited liability company.
Tell more about Gift of Voice.
Oh, yeah. So Gift of Voice, we're a mental health training and technical assistance center. We are operated by People of Recovery. We have a presence in both the public arena and also in Christian ministry. And my comments today, I'm going to focus more on the Christian ministry aspects of our work, but we have a presence in both arenas. And we do mental health ministry. The things that were so helpful to me, the recovery education that I received, I wanted to multiply that. I wanted to make it as accessible as water, and in particular for churches. So a lot of times we will offer suicide prevention training. We will offer training on understanding individuals who harm themselves, on spiritual self-care strategies. A lot of times, and particularly in churches, we have this idea that we should do unto others as we would have them do unto us. And that's not just an idea. That comes from scripture. But it doesn't get emphasized enough, I believe, as we would do unto ourselves. There's this implicit understanding from the Lord that we will take care of ourselves. Our bodies are temples. So we do a lot of training. We offer one-to-one recovery support appointments. That's different than counseling. The one-to-one recovery support appointments are, it's a peer-to-peer experience where one person who is credentialed, in Illinois, the credentials are CRSS, Certified Recovery Support Specialist, and that's a person with personal mental health experiences, mental health recovery experiences, so that's somebody like me, who is trained to share their experiences in a way that's helpful for the other person, and also to share their experiences in the public arena as well.
AJ, if churches would like to enlist your services or individuals, how can they reach you?
Sure. So our office email address is office@giftofvoice, and gift is spelled like a present, GIFTOF, and then voice like vocal cords, VOICE.com. So office@giftofvoice.com.
That's office@giftofvoice.com. My guest has been AJ French, and she is the founder of Gift of Voice. God has used her in a mighty way. For more details, go to giftofvoice.com. Maybe you could pray for those people listening to this show that could use your services or who really want to get a hold of God.
Father God, there's no deeper privilege or honor than to come before your throne of grace. And you promise we will find mercy. And we are so in need of mercy, Father. Thank you for the mercy that you have shown on my life. Thank you for the mercy that you extend to every person who is listening, Father God. May the power of your Holy Spirit be upon every person who hears my voice. May the power of your resurrection be upon every person who hears my voice. Lord, we come to you just like children saying, Daddy, we need you. We need you. And I pray, Father God, for people with mental health conditions that they will experience wholeness in you, that the recovery that I experienced, it is not an anomaly because you are the great physician. You are the great healer and you heal all parts of our lives. Father, I pray for those who have mental health challenges. I pray for individuals who are incarcerated in prison, in jail, in psychiatric hospitals, or just by the bondage of their own circumstances. We will walk about in freedom, for we have sought out your precepts, Father God. May we continue to seek you with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength for all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your house forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us your name. Amen.
AJ French has been my guest. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Let God do a new thing in your life as you surrender to him.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlick, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Okay, sweetheart, I've turned on the nightlight, and here's Teddy.
Grandma, I love it when you tuck me in. You're my best friend. Don't ever leave me. I love you.
Electronic Caregiver helps seniors maintain independence and safety at home with their medical alert system. The Smart Wristband provides telehealth, medication reminders, and personalized messages. If an emergency occurs, loved ones can call for help by pushing the button. More information from Cheryl Wilson at 314-312-0034.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn.